This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So inshallah, we will begin with Surah Al-Fatiha. And before we begin Surah Al-Fatiha, what we're going to do is, first inshallah, I'm going to talk about what Surah Al-Fatiha is, its virtues, its different names, and also I'm going to tell you about the overall message and theme of Surah Al-Fatiha. And then the next thing we're going to do is we're going to look at the translation and the word analysis, where we're going to look at every word linguistically. So I'm going to tell you the meaning and also its relation with the word before it and after it. And then inshallah, we're going to study tafsir. So three things we're going to do. The first is introduction to the surah. The second is translation and word analysis. And the third is tafsir, inshallah. So let's begin with the introduction to the surah. When we look at any surah of the Quran, the first thing we do is, what is its name? What is the name of the surah? And then we look at the virtues of the surah in light of hadith, in light of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We also have to be aware of when the surah was revealed and also the number of its verses. So when it comes to the names of Surah Al-Fatiha, of course, we know that Surah Al-Fatiha is called Al-Fatiha. Why is it called Al-Fatiha? Al-Fatiha means the opening, all right? It means the opening. So it is called the opening because the Quran opens with it. So you can see on the screen some names of Surah Al-Fatiha, and inshallah, I'm going to go over all of them one by one. The first name that you can see starting from the right side is the name As-Salah. Surah Al-Fatiha is called As-Salah. And As-Salah means the prayer. Why is it called the prayer? Because in a hadith we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي, that I have divided the salah between me and between my slave into nisfain, into two portions. وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ, and my slave shall have what he asks for. And then in the rest of the hadith, we learn about how when the servant says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers that my slave has praised me. So, salah means prayer. And in Surah Al-Fatiha, what are we essentially doing? We are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something. Because see, we begin in Surah Al-Fatiha by praising and glorifying Allah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praises for Allah, Lord of the worlds, who is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, who is Maliki Yawm Ad-Din. And therefore, Ya Allah, it is only you that we worship, only you that we ask for help from. And then we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, which is Ihdina Sirat Al-Mustaqim. O Allah, guide us to the straight path. So Surah Al-Fatiha is actually a dua. It is a supplication. It is prayer. And remember that if a person does not recite Surah Al-Fatiha in their salah is not valid. So it is as important as salah itself. So the first name is As-Salah. The second name of Surah Al-Fatiha is Fatihatul Kitab, or the short form Fatiha. Fatihatul Kitab means opening of the book. Fatiha itself means the opening. In a hadith in Bukhari, we learned the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La salata liman lam yaqra bi fatihatil kitab." That there is no prayer of the person who does not recite the Fatihatul Kitab, meaning the opening of the kitab. Now, Fatiha, as I mentioned to you, means opening. It is to remove an obstruction. It's also used for victory. So it is the opening of the Quran. It is as though it is an introduction to the book of Allah. Surah Al-Fatiha gives you insight into what is coming in the rest of the Quran. So it is the opening of the book, the beginning of the book. Thirdly, Surah Al-Fatiha is also called As-Sab'ul Mathani. As-Sab'ul Mathani means the seven oft repeated verses. Sabr means seven. Mathani means oft repeated or frequently recited. In the Quran, in Surah Al-Hijr, ayah 87, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَاكَ سَبْعًا مِنَ الْمَثَانِي وَالْقُرْآنَ الْعَظِيمِ. And certainly we have given you the seven oft repeated verses, and we have given you the great Quran. So in the Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha is praised. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Umm al-Qur'ani hiya sab'u al-mathani." He was talking about Surah Al-Fatiha, and he said, "It is a sab'u al-mathani." It is the 7 oft-repeated verses. And this hadith is in Bukhari. And if you think about it, Surah Al-Fatiha is really a surah that you recite so much. It's as though you're always reciting it, because you have to recite it in salah, in every single rak'ah. Whether you are performing your fard prayer, or your nafil prayer, or eid prayer, witr prayer, tahajjud prayer, fajr, zuhur, asr, any salah that you perform, what do you have to recite? Surah Al-Fatiha. So this way, it is really the most recited portion of the Qur'an. Fourthly, Surah Al-Fatiha is also called Ummul Qur'an. Ummul Qur'an means literally the mother of the book. And in Arabic, when something is called the mother of something, it doesn't literally mean it's the mother of that thing in the biological sense. No, a mother in the sense that it is the origin, it is the basis, it is the foundation. So Surah Al-Fatiha is Ummul Qur'an because it is the origin, meaning the beginning of the Qur'an. And some say it is called Ummul Qur'an because it comprises all of the meanings of the Qur'an. Meaning Surah Al-Fatiha conveys to us all of the messages of the Qur'an. You want to know what the Qur'an says? Then you look at Surah Al-Fatiha. And Surah Al-Fatiha also contains within it the primary names of Allah. Allah and Ar-Rahman. So it is Ummul Qur'an. Then we see that Surah Al-Fatiha is also called Al-Qur'anul Azim. Okay, Al-Qur'anul Azim, the great Qur'an. In a hadith in Musnad Ahmad, we learn the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Hiya Ummul Qur'an wa hiya sab'ul mathani wa hiya al-Qur'anul Azim." Surah Al-Fatiha is Ummul Qur'an, it is as-sab'ul mathani, and it is al-Qur'anul Azim. It is the great Qur'an because it comprises all of the meanings of the Qur'an. And then we see that Surah Al-Fatiha is also called Ar-Ruqya. Ar-Ruqya meaning that which is recited for the purpose of healing. And why is it called Ar-Ruqya? Because we learn in a narration about how some companions were traveling and they stopped at a place and they expected that, you know, the locals would host them, but the locals refused to host them. But soon after that, you know, someone came to them asking that, "Is there any doctor among you? Because our leader, our chief, has been bitten by a venomous creature." So one of the companions got up and he went and he recited Surah Al-Fatiha. Okay? And the man was cured. And then later on, when the companions mentioned this to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wama yudrika annaha ruqya." How did you know that Surah Al-Fatiha is ruqya? So based on this, some ulama, they say Surah Al-Fatiha is also called al-ruqya. And we learned that the different people, different scholars before, they refer to Surah Al-Fatiha as al-hamd, as the praise, because Surah Al-Fatiha contains within it praise of Allah Azza wa Jal. They also called it al-kafiya. Al-kafiya, meaning that which suffices, that which is enough and sufficient. And they also called it ash-shifa, the healing. And if you think about it, so many names and so many descriptions of the surah, not only do they tell us about the themes of the surah or the message of the surah, these names and descriptions also reflect the fact that the surah is so important. Because when someone has many names and many descriptions, each description is a form of praise. Each description is a quality. And the many names and many descriptions, this shows that this being or this thing has many qualities. So it is extremely honorable, very distinguished, very special. So the many names of the surah show us the fact that the surah is indeed very, very significant. And when we look at the different virtues of the surah, the different merits of the surah, there are so many ahadith that tell us about the importance of the surah. We learn in a hadith how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was told by an angel that rejoice in the two lights that have been given to you, which have not been given to any prophet before you. And these are Fatihatul Kitab and the concluding verses of Suratul Baqarah. You will never recite a letter from them, except that you will be given something for its recitation. So the recitation of the surah is a source of reward, but it is also a source of blessing, some benefit. We learn in another hadith about how the Prophet ﷺ said that Allah has not revealed in the Tawrat nor in the Injil any surah like Ummul Kitab, like Ummul Quran, meaning Suratul Fatiha. So there is really nothing like Suratul Fatiha in any previous scripture. It's unique. It's one of its kind. In another hadith, we learn the Prophet ﷺ was once on a journey and a man came to him, and the Prophet ﷺ was talking to him, and he turned towards him and he said that, "Shall I not inform you of the best part of the Qur'an? Bi afdalil Qur'an?" And the man said, "Yes." The Prophet ﷺ recited Suratul Fatiha to him. So this shows us that Suratul Fatiha is the best portion of the Qur'an. In another hadith, we learn Sa'id ibn al-Mu'alla, he said that the Prophet ﷺ told me, "Shall I teach you the greatest surah of the Qur'an?" The greatest surah, أَعْظَمُ السُّورِ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. And then he told him that it is Suratul Fatiha. And Suratul Fatiha is also a healing. And it is also a prayer, a conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we will learn later inshaAllah. Suratul Fatiha, its revelation, we learned that it was revealed in Mecca before the Prophet ﷺ migrated to Medina. So it is, in fact, one of the earlier surahs that were revealed. And we learned that it is the first surah to be revealed in its entirety. So for example, Suratul Alaq, yes, it is the first revelation, but all of Suratul Alaq was not given to the Prophet ﷺ at the first revelation. Only the beginning of it was given. And the rest of it was revealed later on. But Suratul Fatiha is the first surah that was revealed in its entirety. And it is one of the early surahs. So this shows us that it is extremely important for every Muslim, for all of us. Now when it comes to the number of verses of Suratul Fatiha, then it is well known that it has 7 verses, right? It has 7 verses. In some recitations, we see that the basmala, which is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, it is considered as the first ayah. So in some mushaf, you will see this, that after Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, you will see the number 1, which indicates that it's the first ayah. And in other recitations, we see that the first ayah is actually Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. In that case, the last verse is divided into 2. So the difference is just in the numbering, or rather where it stops and ayah ends. It is well known that the recitation of the Quran should begin with Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and Suratul Fatiha, because it is called As-Sab'ul Mathani, the 7 oft repeated verses. It has 7 verses. So this is the introduction to the surah. And inshallah, now we're going to look at the translation and the word analysis. So in order to do this, I want to make sure that you have your book with you, the book with the translation, the word for word translation. Or if you don't have the physical copy, then at least you should have the PDF. And during the translation time, what I want you to do is to have the PDF or the book open in front of you so that you can see the word for word translation. And during this session, inshallah, which is going to be called the translation and word analysis section of the class, during the session, we're going to go over the word for word meaning. And we're also going to look at the word analysis. And this means that we're going to look at the word breakup, the meaning of the words, and the relationship of the words before and after, meaning within the sentence, within the verses. Inshallah, this course is such that you are expected to learn the translation. Okay, you are expected to memorize the word-for-word translation. So as you can see in your PDF, and if you don't have it, you can see on the screen that next to each word is the translation. So remember that what makes listener different from a student of knowledge, all of us are eager to listen to something beneficial. But there's something that sets apart a student of knowledge, meaning a person who is learning knowledge, and that a student of knowledge retains or tries to retain and memorize what they are learning. So in this course, you are expected to memorize the translation. And the way that you will do it is you take each ayah, all right? So for example, A'udhu, I seek refuge. And you say that a couple times. And inshallah, when we go over the meaning of these words, you'll be able to memorize them easily. So you say it a couple times. The best is say it 7 times. And through that, inshallah, you'll be able to memorize. Then you go over the whole ayah. So for example, A'udhu, I seek refuge. Billahi in Allah. Min, against. Ash-shaytan, the shaytan. Ar-rajim, the one who is outcast. So you say that 7 times, and inshallah, by the end of 7 times, you should have retained most of it. Another thing I want you to know about the translation is that you will see in some places that certain words are bolded in a box and other words are not. So for example, the word al-rajim, you can see the translation, the one who is stoned slash outcast. And the word stoned is not bolded. The word outcast is bolded. So you are expected to memorize just the bolded words, the one who is outcast. So why is the word stoned there? You will, inshallah, learn that in the word analysis. Because stoned is the literal meaning of the word. But contextually, it doesn't mean stoned. It means the one who has been outcast. So this is why you are expected to learn the contextual meaning. Because this is not a dictionary. When we study the Quran, we don't just refer to the dictionary. We have to see every word in its context. And we have to see how the Prophet ﷺ explained those verses. We have to see how those words or those concepts have been explained elsewhere in the Quran. So it's not enough to know just the literal meaning of the words. It's necessary for us to also know the contextual meaning of the words as well. So we're going to go over the word-for-word meaning. And as I read the translation, I want you to read the translation out loud. So, for example, when I say A'udhu, I seek refuge, I want you to say the translation out loud for yourself, inshallah. So we're going to go over the translation. A'udhu, I seek refuge, billahi in Allah, min, against, ash-shaytan, the shaytan, ar-rajim, the one who is outcast. Bismi, with name, Allahi, of Allah, Ar-Rahman, the extremely merciful, Ar-Rahim, the ever merciful. Alhamdu, all praise, Lillahi, is due to Allah, is for Allah alone. Rabbi, Rabb, Al-Alameen, of the worlds. Ar-Rahman, the extremely merciful, Ar-Rahim, the ever merciful. Maliki, sovereign, Yawmi, of day, Ad-Din, of the repayment. Iyaka, you alone, Na'budu, we worship, Wa Iyaka, and you alone, Nasta'een, we seek help from. Ihdina, you guide us to, you guide us along, As-Sirat, the path, Al-Mustaqim, the straight. Sirata, path, Al-Ladhina, of those who, An'amta alayhim, you blessed them. Ghayri, not, Al-Maghdubi alayhim, of those who have received wrath, Wala, and nor, Al-Dallin, of those who have gone astray. Recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين